The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind or have low vision or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. Starting off with the nfb.org Give $20 convention drawing. Each year, thousands of Federation members contribute during National Convention to various funds that support blind people. In 2023, your generosity is still needed to fund our great programs. When you give $20 or more between May 1st and July 6th, 3 p.m. Central Time, you will be entered into the Give 20 Convention drawing to win the following: round-trip transportation for two to the 2024 NFB National Convention, hotel at the convention, registration and banquet tickets for two, $1,000 walking around cash, or $2,000 cash. Enter and give today at the hot link. Matching gift provided by AIRA. AIRA has generously offered to double your dollars to the Give $20 campaign by matching all gifts up to $25,000. AIRA is a valued partner and leader in the blindness community as a provider of visual interpreting. Thank you. More chances to win. Each $20 donation is a chance to win. Your name will be placed in the drawing for each increment of 20 you give. Give 100 and you will be entered into the drawing 5 times. This drawing will be to support the following funds: White Cane Fund. These dollars go directly to the General Treasury of the Federation. Kenneth Jernigan Fund. These proceeds from this fund are designated by the board for special projects, such as getting first-timers to our national convention. It is named in honor of our former president and longtime leader who planned our conventions for more than 40 years. Sun Fund. These funds are being set aside in the event that they are needed to support the Federation during difficult times. Tenbrook Fund, that's spelled T-E-N, capital B-R-O-E-K. These dollars go to the Tenbrook Memorial Fund, which owns the property at 200 East Wells at Jernigan Place in Baltimore for the benefit of blind people. How to contribute and qualify. You must specify a fund in order to be entered into the drawing. You can do this by using our Give $20 online donation form at the hot link or in the memo if giving by check. Choose one of the following funds: Kenneth Jernigan Fund, Sun Fund, White Cane Fund, or the Tenbrook Fund. Your donation will be counted for the drawing, regardless of which fund you designate. Give online at the hot button. Give via phone by calling our donation line at 410-659-9314, extension 2430. Send a check to National Federation of the Blind, Jernigan Institute, 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Be sure to have Give 20 and the fund you are giving to in the memo line. Note, the drawing is for individuals and is not intended for contributions by divisions, state affiliates, or chapters. The winner of the drawing will be announced live on July 6, 2023, at the convention banquet. There's a hot link for that. Help us share the Federation with others. Thank you for your generosity. From ACB.org, MAX launches on May 23rd. What to expect for ACB members? On May 23rd, HBO Max became MAX and launched with over 6,500 hours of audio-described content, thanks to the 2020 agreement that was negotiated by Disability Rights Advocates, DRA, on behalf of the American Council of the Blind, ACB, and Bay State Council of the Blind. What is Max? Max is a streaming platform from Warner Brothers Discovery that will replace HBO Max. It is the destination for HBO Originals, Warner Brothers Films, Max Originals, the DC Universe, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, an expansive offering of kids' content, and best-in-class programming across food, home, reality, lifestyle, and documentaries from leading brands like HGTV, Food Network, Discovery Channel, TLC, Investigation Discovery, and more. When will Max launch? Max launched May 23rd. Will I have access to Max? Current HBO Max subscribers will have access to Max at the same price as their HBO Max subscription, and will have access to their current plan features for at least 6 months, depending on their current subscription length. Others can sign up as a new Max subscriber. Max will offer three pricing options, giving subscribers the choice to select which plan best fits the needs of their household. Max with ads, two concurrent streams, 1080p resolution, no offline downloads, 5.1 surround sound quality, $9.99 a month or $99.99 a year. Max ad-free, two concurrent streams, 1080 resolution, 30 offline downloads, 5.1 surround sound quality, $15.99 a month or $149.99 per year. Max Ultimate ad-free, four concurrent streams, up to 4K UHD resolution, 100 offline downloads that may include restrictions in certain content categories, and Dolby Atmos sound quality, $19.99 a month or $199.99 per year. Note, Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon provide audio description tracks, and Dolby 5.1 audio description tracks are not provided in Dolby Atmos. Discovery Plus subscribers who are not also already HBO Max subscribers will not have access to Max, but can sign up as new Max customers for an expanded catalog. We'll offer ample opportunities for them to check out Max. Customers can visit the help page to find out more. What to expect on launch day. If you are a current HBO Max subscriber, depending on what device you're using, on May 23rd, your HBO Max app will either automatically update to the Max app or will prompt you to download a new Max app. Devices that will automatically update are Roku, Fire TV, Fire Tablet, Vizio, Web, Comcast, and Cox. The devices that will prompt you to download a new app are iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, LG, Google TV, Android TV, Android Mobile, Samsung, PlayStation, Xbox. HBO Max subscribers will have their previous profiles, settings, watch history, continue watching, and my list items waiting for them to stream on Max. All HBO Max customers will receive an email with instructions on how to migrate from HBO Max to Max. All the information on migrating to Max can also be found beginning on May 23rd at the following link, help.max.com/HBO-is-max. How will Max be different from HBO Max? Audio descriptive content and navigation. More audio descriptive content than ever before. We are pleased to announce that there will be more than 6,500 hours of audio descriptive content available on Max as of launch. This library now includes favorites from lifestyle brands like Magnolia, TLC, and HGTV, as well as the HBO originals and Max originals we know and love. The audio description library is always growing. Audio description indicators on content details pages. Every series or movie has a content details page that contains extra information to help you determine what to watch. That information can range from plot descriptions to ratings to cast and crew details. New for Max, content details pages will also include an icon to indicate if audio description is available. Screen readers will read the icon as audio description available. Apple TV, iPhones, and Android Mobile will temporarily read as AD. Audio Description Library Page. Just like with HBO Max, Max will maintain an Audio Description Library page. It will include all the functionality you've come to expect from HBO Max, plus even more. Like in HBO Max, you can filter by genre or see all titles alphabetically. As an enhancement in Max, you will also be presented with a personalized For You rail immediately following the title of the page and within each genre filter. This will help surface the most relevant and popular content for you, enhancing your content discovery experience. With additional content coming into Max, more genre filters have been added to find content faster, including new filters for food and home, sports, and science and nature. With the launch of Max, the only series Only series that have more than 90% of episodes described will appear on the audio description library page. This will help to prevent you from starting a series only to encounter significant gaps in description. Regardless of the 90% threshold, all episodes with audio description will be indicated on the program's content details page and available within the video player. Find audio description in more places. On HBO Max, the audio description library page was found on the main menu. In Max, you will find the audio description library page in the Browse by Genre row within each of the Home, Series, Movies, and Search pages. The Browse by Genre row will always appear as the last row. Within the Series and Movies pages, you can also utilize the audio description tab to quickly filter for audio descriptive content. That's five more ways we are integrating audio description into the experience for all users. On web, you will still find a link in the footer to take you to the audio description library page. Like HBO Max, you can still use the search terms audio description or DVS to search for audio descriptive content. All content with audio description will also be listed on the ACB Audio Description Project website. There's a hot link for that. Screen reader support. At launch, Max will support screen reader technology on web, Roku, Vizio, LG, Samsung, Xbox, PlayStation 5, iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, Android Mobile, Android TV, Google TV, Fire TV, DirecTV, Comcast, and Cox. While we aim to provide an equivalent experience to HBO Max, as with any new technology platform, the experience might not be perfect on day one, particularly with respect to mobile and tablet devices. We will continue to work hard to improve the experience with every release. Unfortunately, we will not be able to support PlayStation 4 text-to-speech or Samsung's voice assistant at launch. Samsung Voice Assistant may be the default screen reader technology on Samsung phones sold on or before November 2020. Efforts are ongoing to support these technologies, and we apologize for any inconvenience. In the interim, some Samsung devices may download TalkBack for screen reader support. Help with screen reader can also be found in our Help Center beginning May 23rd. Color contrast and magnification support. Like HBO Max, Max will support magnification up to 200%. Each page and component within Max has been designed with appropriate color contrast ratios. We want to hear from you. This community is important to us. Please feel free to reach out to us with comments, suggestions, or requests at any time. Beginning May 23rd, you can visit our Help Center. There's a hot link for that. You can call us at 1-855-442-6629, or you can email us at accessibility@max.com. Our team is also available on Facebook and Twitter as @MaxHelp. From WayAround.com, WayAround, information at your fingertips. The smart assistant for people who are blind. Meet WayAround. WayAround is the app for your smart device that provides on-demand details about everyday things. The simple tag-and-scan approach lets you quickly and easily identify things around you. It also provides extra details like how something works or when it expires. The result? Doing more of the things you want with more confidence and more independence. Get the free app on Apple's App Store or Google Play. Interested in WayAround for your business or brand? Hot link to learn more. WayAround is now partnering with Accessible Pharmacy. Accessible Pharmacy is a comprehensive home delivery pharmacy specializing in the blind, deafblind, and low vision community. Accessible Pharmacy provides accessible packaging and labeling solutions so patients can manage prescriptions, vitamins, and supplements independently and safely. Learn more at the hot link. See WayAround in action at the video. WayAround makes everyday items permanently accessible, one closet, kitchen, or file cabinet at a time. Watch the video to see how easy it is to use the tag and scan system to label your anything and everything. Better, faster information starts here. The WayAround Starter Pack lets you try out all the different types of WayTag products, stickers, magnets, buttons, and clips. With multiple styles and features like on metal, waterproof, and extreme temperatures, there's a WayTag product for just about everything. Tag your everything with information-rich audio tags. Sometimes the little things can cause the biggest frustrations. Way Around is great for all the places in your home or office where you'd like better information faster. Since our tags come as magnets, buttons, clips, and stickers, you can put them just about anywhere. There are categories for kitchen, closet, office, and bathroom. We're hearing good things. One of the ratings says, Way Around makes information that has never been before been available to people who are blind easily accessible. It is an elegant solution which meets previously unmet needs of many who live with vision loss. Commenter is Neva Fairchild, National Independent Living and Employment Specialist for the American Foundation for the Blind. A company of visionaries. Born from the minds of two architects with vision loss, Way Around is more than just a revolutionary product. It's a movement led and fueled by people who may not have great eyesight, but who definitely have a vision. As a company, we are committed to employing and partnering with people who are blind, and we give 10% or more of our profits to organizations that increase opportunities for people with vision loss. There are obviously tabs to connect and to learn more and to buy the various tags and the starter pack. From coolblindtech.com, paying with fruit. Using the intuitive and easy Apple Pay system. It aired on June 4th. The podcast is available as a download. Apple introduced NFC-based digital technology into their iPhones with the 6 and 6 Plus, a technology which has been present in many other phones for a long time. The hardware allows you to make seamless purchases at supporting stores with only a touch of your finger on the home button. In this quick demo, we take a look at adding a card to the Apple Pay system, as well as making purchases at a sandwich store. Besides letting you enter in the details manually, there's another option that allows you to take a photo of your credit card when setting up payment sources. If it takes off in more places, Apple Pay could become a real threat to finger-happy purchases, while also perhaps shortening long lines in the process. You can support the Cool Blind Tech community by giving us a 5-star rating in iTunes. CBT would like to thank our loyal listeners for listening to this podcast by inviting you to join our community and possibly join the CBT team, where you can submit your own podcasts or articles. Tomas is a lover of technology without a platform bias. He covers mainly Android news and material here at Cool Blind Tech, though he enjoys working with all the major technological platforms as they each have specific benefits. A college graduate from Ohio, he loves to rock climb or hike, enjoys tasting tea, and codes for a hobby in his spare time. You can follow him on Twitter at TomI91. He is employed by Zenza, LLC, and from time to time, this employment involves doing business with technology companies, such as Microsoft. Thus, Tomas's mission is to write in an absolute non-biased manner, reflecting a space where ideas of judgment are made by the readers themselves. From disabilityrightsnc.org, listen to DRNC on North Carolina Reading Services Legal Matters, updated May 13th. DRNC is thrilled to partner with North Carolina Reading Service on their radio show, Legal Matters. The North Carolina Reading Service, NCRS, has been operating as a 501c3 nonprofit serving the blind and print-impaired community since 1983. Located in Raleigh, North Carolina, the service, founded by North Carolina State Professor Dr. Ed Funkhauser and Raleigh businessman Ben Eason, provides news and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. NCRS provides quality programming with daily live broadcasts of the News and Observer and USA Today. In April 2023, this episode, Casey Mason, DRNC's development coordinator, talks to Corey Dunn, CoryeDunn, director of public policy, and Tara Mueller, TaraMuller, policy attorney. They talk about the critical work of the DRNC's policy team. What does our policy team do? We engage in policy and legislative advocacy to protect and expand the rights of people with disabilities. We educate state legislators about the diverse lives and needs of people with disabilities and how a proposed change to a policy or program may impact them. At times, we may work with lawmakers and their staff to draft legislation. We do not use our federal grant funds to pay for lobbying work. There are recordings to learn more about the important work of DRNC's policy team at the Hotlink. March 2023. In this episode, Kaz Sheeran, Kaz Sheeran, DRNC's media strategist, senior writer, interviews Virginia Knowlton Marcus, DRNC's chief executive officer, about the overall role DRNC plays in the state of North Carolina. About DRNC, Disability Rights North Carolina is a legal advocacy agency that fights for the rights of people with disabilities in North Carolina. We handle cases involving discrimination, abuse, and other rights violations. All of our services are at no cost to North Carolinians with disabilities. We are a private, independent, 501c3 nonprofit and a member of the National Disability Rights Network. In February 2023. In this episode, Kaz Sheeran, DRNC's media strategist, senior writer, interviews Corey Dunn, director of public policy, and Luke Wollard, L-U-K-E-W-O-O-L-L-A-R-D, attorney on DRNC's prison and jails team, about DRNC's recent report. A Disability Rights NC report on NC's failure to regulate dangerous jails. This report is DRNC's first comprehensive public report examining and exposing North Carolina's, NC's, deeply flawed and dangerous jail regulatory system. This report builds upon our previous work analyzing the persistently dangerous conditions in our state's jail system. DRNC's investigation uncovered facilities that were allowed to operate despite chronic inspection failures and dangerous conditions, sometimes with deadly consequences. January 2023. In this episode, Jen Andrew, DRNC's communications coordinator, interviews Kishona Mims, Kishonamimms, supervising investigator, and Holly Stiles, HOLLYSTILES, assistant legal director for litigation, on DRNC's work in PRTFs. What are psychiatric residential treatment facilities? Psychiatric residential treatment facilities, PRTFs, are places for children and adolescents to go to receive long-term care. Young people are admitted to PRTFs to get mental health treatment. Many PRTFs fail to provide mental health treatment. They are not caring or trauma-informed places. Instead, staff maintain control through strict rules and routines. Kids and youth there may be abused or neglected, and they are separated from their families. This separation makes it harder to work through family issues. PRTFs are also expensive. Learn more about DRNC's work in PRTFs. December 2022. In this episode, Kaz Sheeran, DRNC's media strategist and senior writer, interviews Lisa Grafstein, L-I-S-A-G-R-A-F-S-T-E-I-N, litigation counsel, about the historic ruling in the Samantha R. case. What was the recent ruling in the Samantha R. case? On November 2, 2022, Superior Court Judge R. Allen Badour, B-A-D-D-O-U-R, entered an injunctive relief order in Samantha R. et al. V. North Carolina and the NC Department of Health and Human Services. The case, which was filed in May 2017, challenged the lack of adequate home and community-based services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Learn more about Samantha R.'s story. November 2022. In this episode, Kaz Sheeran, DRNC's media strategist, senior writer, interviews Gabriella Bush, a supervising investigator with DRNC. They talk about the critical work of DRNC's Rep Payee team. DRNC's dedicated team of six full-time investigators and their supervising investigator partner with the SSA to oversee how representative payees across the state are managing these benefits. What does the representative payee team do? The RepPAE team visits all the places that disabled people may live, including houses or apartments in the community, group homes, institutions such as adult care homes, nursing facilities, and facilities for people with intellectual or developmental disabilities, and state-operated institutions. Iris Green, Director of Constituent Services at DRNC and the Vice President of the NC Reading Service Board of Directors, also contributed to this show. From Missy Hollander and the NCRS, Happy Spring, North Carolina Reading Service. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier, Mother Teresa. Save the date. Please save the date for the 2023 New Visions Gala, benefiting the North Carolina Reading Service, September 15th, 2023, Hilton Raleigh North Hills, 3415 Wake Forest Road, Raleigh. 6:30 to 9:30, cocktails, dinner, and program. www.ncreadingservice.org. Please mark your calendars and join us on Friday, September 15th for our New Visions Gala. This fun-filled event will take place at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills with special guest speaker Ann Brennan. More information on how to purchase tickets will be coming soon. Please keep checking our website for event updates. NCRS welcomes Liz Elliott. NCRS is pleased to introduce our newest staff member, Liz Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Liz is our new development coordinator and brings a wealth of radio experience with her. Liz started her radio career in 1996 and spent her time both on the air and in production. Liz has worked in a wide variety of formats, from country to classical music, most recently at WCPE. She has also been a volunteer at NCRS since 2018. In her spare time, she loves to read, travel, and see live music with her husband, Michael. Please stop in and meet Liz next time you are at the NCRS office. NCRS volunteers visit historic Yates Mill Park. A big thank you to the NCRS volunteer Steve Lord for coordinating this fun event and leading this informative tour for our volunteers on April 19th. Participants enjoyed the historic tour of the Yates Mill Park and getting to know other NCRS volunteers. There are tech tips and reminders and a list of our board of directors. NCRS will be closed Monday, May 29th, 2023 for Memorial Day. We wish everyone a safe holiday weekend. NCRS Board of Directors, Greg Suggs, President, Iris Green, Vice President, Sharon Benton, Secretary, Jim Cronin, Treasurer, Daryl Gordon, Brandon Hare, Greg Hayward, that's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Kim Otten, Robert Parrish, Patricia Sykes, Jennifer Walker, Past President George Douglas, Co-Founders Ben Eason, deceased, Dr. Ed Funkhauser. Contact NCRS staff, Maytran Executive Director, may@ncreadingservice.org, Missy Hollander, Production and Volunteer Manager, missy@ncreadingservice.org, Liz Elliott, Development Coordinator, liz@ncreadingservice.org. Well, I hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next week.